Good morning. My name is Brianna Lapold, and I'm a grad student at the Nova Scotia Agricultural College. Today, I'd like to present some preliminary findings I'm doing for one of my grad theses. My title is The Effect of Insulated Salmon Mortalities on Soil Quality. All right, so the project that I'm working on is based out of Newfoundland in Canada. Right now, Newfoundland's aquaculture sector is growing really steadily, with particular focus in the salmon industry. As of 2011, aquaculture in salmon was 670 tons with an operating value of $13 million, and that grew to a value of $7,300 as of 2006. So with this increase in production in the aquaculture industry comes this issue of dealing with waste associated with the production, in particular salmon mortalities. Right now in Newfoundland there's problems because if a salmon dies on the farm, there's issues of it being a biohazardous waste, so you cannot just get rid of it any other way. Also, there are odor issues that are associated with the use of salmon mortalities. So right now, the farmers are putting them in buckets and shipping them to a composting facility, and that gets complaints from people in the surrounding areas from the odor. So the farm that I'm working with is the Gray's Aqua Salmon Farm, and that's located in St. Albans in Newfoundland. Right now, they produce about 81 metric tons of mortalities with a production of 1 million stocked fish. They project once they get to 2 million stocked fish in a year or so that they will have about 89 metric tons. Like I said before, right now they are currently shipping that 600 kilometers to Corner Brook. So right now they're paying gas for shipping and $300 per tub, which is about a 200-liter barrel. So they are really interested in using silage as a process because it's easy. They can do it on the site, and they don't have to spend so much cost shipping it. So the objective of my study was to take this salmon silage product and, first of all, use it in an incubation study to get a sense of what its available nitrogen is, and also to monitor the response to the pH changes of the soil. The silage itself is very acidic. It usually sits at about a pH of 3 to 4. So I wanted to make sure that long-term, any effects, that pH was not interfering with any soil microactivity. The second objective of mine is to then use these results and the nitrogen values as an aid in determining a silage application rate for a field trial. So, silage preparation. Kind of gross, but up here you can see that the sizes of the salmon do vary depending on what pool, what age of the salmon is. And typically these, for my incubation study, they were put through a grinder plate of 13 millimeters and then came out here and then mixed with a 3% formic acid solution at a ratio of one part formic acid to three parts water. And in the silage processing, usually what they use is pH as a calibration. So you'll put in the silage until it gets raised to a pH of about 3, and then typically it sits for about 24 to 48 hours until they consider it to have reached maturity, which is when the pH stops fluxing. So in order to determine my nitrogen values and understand my silage, I first had to kind of understand what it was. This is what it looks like once it sits dormant for about 6 months. You can clearly see that there's a solid type oil solution, and then on the bottom, this is primarily just the formic acid water. I wanted to understand the different phases of the silage and kind of look at each one separately to kind of see where most of my nitrogen was lying. And so I then centrifuged it, and then here you can see the oil, solids and oil, the formic acid, and then a solid layer at the bottom. So once I separated these, I dried them to find the moisture content, and then I put them through a LECO analyzer. So here you can see I have three different, I separated them into three phases, solid, oil and solid, and liquid. And then you can see my grams of nitrogen and my grams of carbon per silage. Typically, the total silage sits at a carbon to nitrogen ratio of about 6.6 to 1, so there's definitely high amounts of nitrogen in this material. Then I also have a percentage of volume by weight, just to give you an idea of, you know, 22% of this silage is a solid material, the majority of it being the liquid, which is formic acid and pretty much water. So for my incubation study, I used three different treatment levels. Ignore that silage next to that. The first was a low rate of 80 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. Second was a medium at 115, and third was a high of 180 kilograms. And then I used two controls, a soil and a soil lime control. I used the soil, I should also mention that all treatments were actually lime 2 to a pH of 6.5. I used the soil and lime control primarily because of the carbonates, and I wanted to look at carbon mineralization in the study as well, so I didn't want any effect of the lime to interfere with my carbon mineralization data. For the analysis, I looked at pH using the calcium chloride extraction method, and then ammonium and nitrate using a KCl extraction, and then using an automatic analyzer for using a colorimetric method, and then essentially CO2, which I used NaOH traps and an acid titration procedure. So for my results, these are the results of my pH. As you can see, like most of the treatments and the lime stayed consistently in a range of about 6.8 to 6, which is good because I was really afraid at the first that putting on a silage, I might have the pH drop significantly in the soil. And then this is my control here on the bottom, so it stays pretty much flatlined at about 5.2 to 5.5, which was what essentially the soil was at the beginning of the procedure. And then for my nitrogen mineralization data, it's important to note here that I did not subtract my controls from my treatments, but as you can see, both my controls are staying at a nice steady pace along, and there's definitely a treatment effect of both my three controls. That's my high, my medium, and my low. And my end-up values are sitting at approximately about 175 kilograms nitrogen per hectare, which is good because it shows potential that there's a lot of available nitrogen that I can use. And it all right, so for my conclusion, there's definitely enough nitrogen in this silage that it can be used potentially for crop production. Right now, as I can see, there's no real, as long as the soil is lime, there should be no effect of the acidic silage onto the soil. And also that through the nitrogen mineralization data, that I'm pretty confident that over a duration that there'll be enough plant available nitrogen for my field study in the potential future. And that's it. Any questions?
Any questions?
Good. Who? Okay. Okay. Yes. We did do send some samples for like proximate analysis for the phosphorus, but for this I wanted to focus just on the nitrogen and deal with that instead of taking on too many variables, because right now there's not much literature on the silage, and where this is a whole new thing, I didn't want to take on too much. So for the incubation study, I focused on the nitrogen just to get a good solid idea of what to put on the field. Of course it's going to smell at the first, but once it stabilizes, it almost smells like a fish oil, like cod liver oil. The higher the pH goes, I've smelt some silage that has hit over 3 to about 4, and that's when you'll get odor issues. But as long as it's staying below 4, there should be no odor, which is also a good sign of maturity. No. Okay. Oh, no problem. Okay.
We had a problem with odor, but it was because the bears smelled the fish.
Mm-hmm.
It came into our part of the irrigation system.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly, maybe
The longer you let it sit, I know the producers at Grey's Aqua, when they handed me some of what they did, you can clearly tell that the pH is too high. The longer you let it sit, the bone materials and everything will sit, it'll calcify at the bottom, and then you're just dealing with the liquid on the top, and it shouldn't be too much of a problem. But then once it hits the air, if you're spraying it out in the air, it's going to oxidize, and that might also be why of the odor issues. But from dealing with it in the incubation study, I was happy that it didn't have that much of an odor.
Just as a bit of context, it's partnership between the agriculture industry and the agriculture industry of Newfoundland, which imports everything, so fertilizer is imported to the island. And so the idea is for the agriculture, they are going to try to recover some cost on the biofuel side by skimming off any of the oil after it settles for a period of time. So the idea is to minimize the oil that will for the fish side, which is where all volatiles tend to stay, so that the agriculture will gain some value from the oil. They get the waste management dealt with, and the agriculture side gets some nutrient value from the application of this. The dairy industry clears a lot of forest land, so it takes about 3 to 5 years for that soil to come up to optimal production levels, and so they're looking for alternatives that are
Any other questions, comments? Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.